Suddenly a man staggered out from behind a tall oak. For a moment Harry didn't recognize him. Then he realized it was Mr. Crouch. He looked as though he had been traveling for days. The knees of his robes were ripped and bloody, his face scratched. He was unshaven and grey with exhaustion. His neat hair and moustache were both in need of a wash and a trim. His strange appearance, however, was nothing to the way he was behaving. Muttering and gesticulating, Mr. Crouch appeared to be talking to someone that he alone could see. He reminded Harry vividly of an old tramp he had once seen when out shopping with the Dursleys. That man, too, had been conversing wildly with thin air. Aunt Petunia had seized Dudley's hand and pulled him across the road to avoid him. Uncle Vernon had then treated the family to a long rant about what he would like to do with beggars and vagrants.
"Wasn't he a judge?" said Crumb, staring at Mr. Crouch. "Isn't he with your ministry?"
Harry nodded, hesitated for a moment, then walked slowly toward Mr. Crouch, who did not look at him but continued to talk to a nearby tree.
"And when you've done that, Weatherby, send an owl to Dumbledore confirming the number of Durmstrang students who will be attending the tournament. Karkaroff has just sent word there will be 12.
"Mr. Crouch," said Harry cautiously.
"And then send another owl to Madame Maxime, because she might want to up the number of students she's bringing. Now Karkaroff's made it a round dozen. Do that, Weatherby, will you? Will you? Will—"
Mr. Crouch's eyes were bulging. He stood staring at the tree, muttering soundlessly at it. Then he staggered sideways and fell to his knees.
"Mr. Crouch!" Harry said loudly. "Are you all right?"
Crouch's eyes were rolling in his head. Harry looked around at Crumb, who had followed him into the trees and was looking down at Crouch in alarm.
"What is wrong with him?"
"No idea," Harry muttered. "Listen, you'd better go and get someone."
"Dumbledore!"
gasped Mr. Crouch. He reached out and seized a handful of Harry's robes, dragging him closer, though his eyes were staring over Harry's head.
"I need see Dumbledore."
"Okay," said Harry. "If you get up, Mr. Crouch, we can go up to the—"
"I've done stupid thing,"
Mr. Crouch breathed. He looked utterly mad. His eyes were rolling and bulging, and a trickle of spittle was sliding down his chin. Every word he spoke seemed to cost him a terrible effort.
"Must tell Dumbledore."
"Get up, Mr. Crouch," said Harry loudly and clearly.
"Get up. I'll take you to Dumbledore."